Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:15, joined by Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney. How you doing, sir?
I am good. Tommy, how are you?
I'm okay. I guess you're letting everybody out of jail for free and not trying anybody and so forth, right?
Working day and night, Tommy.
I'm just going by social media, Jason. That's all.
Yeah, I go by sometimes, too. It keeps me up at night.
Don't do it. Tell me what's going on at the DA's office, seriously.
Well, you know, we are Andre Godin, my chief of screening, who was the one who set up our district screening program, has really stepped up, and he's sort of our efficiency czar at the moment. He's looking at every single place where we can take austerity measures to really make sure that we are ready for what may be coming in terms of this fiscal cliff. You know, the public safety space is just not really a space where you can fix your budget. There are immediate impacts, but you also have very lasting impacts when you start cutting into law enforcement agencies that have to do the same amount of work or sometimes more work during our tough budget times.
Have you presented the budget yet for 2026?
Yes, we went before the city council and we discussed our goals for this upcoming year. Before we got word that there had been a lot of misinformation about what the deficit was, there were a number of spaces in which we were trying to really expand upon our work, especially in the space of domestic violence. There have been at least five murder-suicides in 3 months' time, which is more than we had in all of last year. Chief Kirkpatrick and I have been really working to try to find if there's any commonalities or through lines between that space. Mental health is certainly a part of that. And so we were trying to stand up a completely vertical domestic violence unit that would take a case from inception, regardless of how small, to the very end, and working with Jenna Vegno and the health department so that we're getting in front of those cases, dealing with young people who are present where there's domestic violence, making sure that they are getting some sort of treatment as well to make sure that they don't themselves become abusers or find themselves in abusive situations.
So I don't understand how, you know, they talk about in economics, elastic or inelasticity. I don't see how your budget can be very elastic at all I'm getting confused. Either way, your budget is what it needs to be, right? I don't know how you can do more with less, can you?
We can. But we don't have as many homicide prosecutors as we have set up as a goal with the city council. And so we've got 12 sections of court that have the same number of cases they had before the CAO of this current administration told us that there was going to have to be some major cuts. That does not impact the number of people in jail and the number of cases set for trial and the number of victims who are expecting and deserve for these cases to be dealt with. So there's no elasticity. There's no room for just random cuts, in the police department and in the DA's office and in the health department. Because even when we get past this budget crisis, if we cut too deeply into those areas, it's going to impact next year and the year after that.
So what are they telling you about 2026, or have you heard anything? At what point? Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. 8:20, we're talking to DA Jason Williams. I understand what's going on in 2025. I'll ask you about the rest of 2025 when we come back in your office, and also what happens in 2026, because, again, it is an inelastic thing. You need what you need, and when do you find out what you get, what you get? Jason Williams, DA, our guest, 8:20, Traffic Now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to District Attorney Jason Williams. What are they telling you about furloughs or whatever with payroll and your department for the rest of the year? Are you guys going to get paid or not?
So Mayor Cantrell's proposed a very random 30% reduction to the DA's budget. That would be devastating. We are already a very lean office, and these cuts don't just trim fat. They will actually cut into the bone. That will mean fewer prosecutors, fewer support staff, but no fewer cases. There'll be less capacity to assist victims and witnesses through their worst moments. You know, and Tommy, just to put it simply, you can't pause a criminal case because there's no money. It's unconstitutional to defendants, and it's just simply cruel to victims who are waiting and deserve their day in court. But I believe the city council, the mayor-elect, understand that the mayor's proposed cuts just don't make sense, much to the same way that the differing numbers that they have been told over the course of the past year just doesn't make sense. And I really hope that in this moment that the people of the city don't miss the Herculean effort that mayor-elect and this council are making behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, talking to anyone that will listen to show the measures that, and accountability measures that are being put in place so that we can stabilize this budget and not go backwards. We saw a great amount of success in the public safety space. Our No Dice program, working with the police department and the ATF and the state police, we saw an 83% drop in gun violence in Mid-City, a 72% drop in the Treme, a 48% drop in the 7th Ward. All of that success is going to backslide if we were to move forward with the mayor with Mayor Cantrell's proposal.
I think some of the unsung heroes in your department are the investigators. Are you talking about fewer investigators as well?
100%. I mean, when you start talking about when a case is made in January, by the time it goes to trial later in the year or that next year, investigators have dug deep and going to get Ring doorbell camera footage, talk to anyone else that might have been on the scene. Like, that's what gets a case beyond probable cause to proof beyond a reasonable doubt to get convictions against some of the worst offenders. And if we lose them, they're going to go to another parish. They don't have to work as hard, and we're not going to be able to get them back once we stabilize the budget.
So you got a 30%.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Duction. Crime remains constant. Prosecutors either don't get paid or get laid off. Investigators either don't get paid or get laid off. You got to give the defendants the trials. So does that mean guilty people go free? What does that look like, Jason?
Yeah, that's exactly what it would mean. It would mean that there would be cases that would either be delayed. It could cause a person or a judge to potentially reduce the bond, or they would file a speedy trial motion to try to force the case to go to trial because they know that there's been some furlough or cut in the prosecutor's offices, or it means that my folks who are already handling many, many more cases on their docket than any other prosecutors in the state are going to have even more cases because we'll have fewer people working on them. It is not possible to work without with the 30% cut. It's just not possible.
So the budget that you submitted was more than 2025 for 2026 or the same?
Well, we tried our best to keep it the same as it was, realizing the situation that we're in, and we're putting into place every single austerity measure that we can find. But the idea of letting people go or furloughing people when the criminal legal system just does not stop and cannot stop really puts us up against the wall.
So I guess what I'm saying is, if you're talking about what a 30% reduction would do for the rest of this year, you can't really seriously look at a reduction for next year, else you'd be talking about just an extension for 2026, right? The same thing?
100%. But the good news is Joe Geruso is an amazing council member. He's paying very close attention. If you watch closely, Leslie Harris, Councilmember Harris, is shadowing his budget work, because she's going to be taking over that work. So they're paying very close attention to everything and asking questions, looking for evidence of what's true and what's not true, because partners in the administration should have been giving accurate information to the council for the past year, and we could have been taking these austerity measures throughout the year so we wouldn't have this shock to the system.
So I'm just a little bit curious here, and I want to drill down on this. The 30% reduction you're talking about, that was proposed for 2026, and or what is the rest of 2025?
That was proposed for our next year's budget.
All right, so what's the rest of 2025 going to look like?
2025, I believe that based on my conversation with the mayor-elect and the current city council, that we're going to be where we need to be to take care of those cases that are on the docket and to make sure we don't lose essential personnel in the process.
So you're confident? You are worried? Tell me where you stand on this.
Well, I'm not sleeping very well, but I'm extremely confident in this council and the mayor-elect to find a way to get us out of this hole for the rest of the year. And they're looking at whatever it's going to take to get us there. And I also think they understand that there are areas that we can trim and there are areas that we cannot trim in order to get through this crisis.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Jason Williams, District Attorney, New Orleans. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. We come back a little bit late. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.